Our 7 weeks of Lent culminate and wrap up and all come together at Easter morning. And so our imaginative, reflective journey in Scripture wouldn't seem complete without pondering the feelings and the characters and the emotions that all come together on this dramatic morning when the story is turned around. Luke 24, 1 through 12. Again, the invitation is to imagine yourself a part of the scene. See the pictures that dance in your mind. Let the story envelop you and play around you. But very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. So they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed with their faces to the ground. Then the man asked, "Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Remember what he told you back in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that he would rise again on the third day." Then they remembered that he had said this. So they rushed back from the tomb to tell his 11 disciples and everyone else what had happened. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and several other women who told the disciples what had happened. But the story sounded like nonsense to the men, so they didn't believe it. However, Peter jumped up and ran to the tomb to look. Stooping, he peered in and saw the empty linen wrappings. Then he went home again, wondering what had happened. Which character speaks to you most through this portion of the scripture? Is it the women going to the tomb in the morning? Do you find yourself walking along with them? What is it like to see these angels appear in dazzling robes? What about when they give their declaration of Jesus's resurrection? Or do you imagine yourself one of the disciples hearing the news from these women and being skeptical? Or what about Peter, the one who jumps up and runs to the tomb to look? As I read it one more time, just invite you to consider which character grabs you most and see the action unfold from their perspective. But very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. So they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed with their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, "Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Remember what he told you back in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that he would rise again on the third day." Then they remembered that he had said this. So they rushed back from the tomb to tell his 11 disciples and everyone else what had happened. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and several other women who told the disciples what had happened. But the story sounded like nonsense to the men, so they didn't believe it. However, Peter jumped up and ran to the tomb to look. Stooping, he peered in and saw the empty linen wrappings. Then he went home again, wondering what had happened. What feelings stir up for you? What are you thinking as you find yourself in this story? What about this last character, Peter? Imagine yourself as one of these disciples, hearing the news from these women of what had happened. What feelings come up for you that cause you to doubt the validity of this story or of their theory? What's going on in your heart as you're hiding, wondering what has gone on, disappointed, full of sorrow at the death of Jesus? And as these women come in sharing this news, what kind of emotions bubble up? And imagining yourself as Peter, what prompts you to jump up and run to the tomb to look? What feelings are going on inside? What's it like to run from that house, wherever you were, to the tomb? What's going on in your mind as you're making that run? Early Sunday morning, running to this tomb. What kind of things are you wanting to say to Jesus as you make this run? What are you imagining that you would want to say? What about when you stoop to peer in to the tomb and you see the empty linen wrappings? What's going on as you take in the scene? And what about the walk back, wondering what is all going on, wondering what this all means? As you close in prayer, just be with the Jesus who is alive, who is with us. Take a moment to talk to Jesus, who is here. Maybe questions or doubts or confusion in your own life are swirling, and maybe you have jumped up and ran to look in places to find answers, to find clarity. Bring those questions, bring that search to Jesus now. Ask him to lead you, to guide you. Ask him to open your eyes to what's going on, to what he's up to, this living Christ.